When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. Happy Fightin' Friday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This one is going to be all focused on UFC 299 as we get ready for another big show from the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Just a quick note here off the top. I tend to not give too much attention. Sorry. Already did a full four-hour day of radio today. I don't tend to give a ton of attention to the Jake Paul stuff that is going on. But coming up in July, he's going to be facing Mike Tyson. And that's... it is what it is. But I think for our purposes here, the most interesting part of this is it's going to be on Netflix. And we know that they are rather aggressively jumping into the combat sports world in 2025 with their $5 billion deal with the WWE. But now, if they're going into live boxing as well, that makes things really interesting because over the last half decade or so, we've lost HBO and we've lost Showtime. So there is, I think, a pretty big hole right now for someone to step in and fill. And if that's Netflix, that really is a bit of a game changer here in the combat sports world space. So I am very intrigued by what is to come. Not necessarily by the fight. I don't particularly care. But what this could mean for the industry, I think is really, really fascinating. So I think that's definitely going to be something to monitor as the combat sports world continues on. But the rest of the show today is all about UFC 299. Let's break it all down. UFC 299 this weekend from the Cassia? From Miami, Florida. In the main event, it will be Sean O'Malley defending the Bantamweight Championship going up against Marlon Chito Vera. But there's a lot of really good fights leading up to that. Let's start with the preliminary card main event. It will be Jailton Almeida out of Salvador, Bahia, Brazil, the BJJ black belt, entering the octagon with a record of 20-2, going up against longtime challenger Curtis Blaydes out of Naperville, Illinois. He steps in also having 22 fights on the resume. He is 17-4-1. For Almeida, his last bout coming November 2023, a unanimous decision win over Derek Lewis. That continues a very impressive 15-fight winning streak that has seen wins over the likes of Lewis and Jairzinho Rozenstruik, while Curtis Blaydes is coming off of a disappointing loss in his last bout, losing in April of 2023 to Sergey Pavlovich, that ended a 3-fight winning streak. Lewis just can't get over that final hump to get to be a title challenger. And now at 33, there are some young up-and-comers who are coming for that spot, including a 32-year-old in Gelatin Almeida, who is on the rise. And I think if we see a win in this bout for Almeida, like, he is obviously the top of the heavyweight picture is cloudy right now, because you have you have John Jones, who is the champion. You have Aspinall, who is the interim champion. You have Stipe Miocic, who is in line for a shot. So there's a lot going on there. But an Almeida win, I think it might set up a bit of a almost a title tournament here, where you have on the interim bracket, you have Aspinall against Almeida. On the regular bracket, I guess, you have John Jones against Stipe Miocic. Those two fights happen. It's awesome. We all enjoy it. And then the winners face each other. I think that is probably how this plays out. And I do think Almeida gets the win here. I just think he is on some kind of roll. And Curtis Blaydes, he's been knocked out now twice in the last 2 years. I just wonder if the run is coming to an end here for Curtis Blaydes. So I think it's time for Almeida to rise up. I think he gets the win before we get to the pay-per-view here coming up on Saturday. Then in the bantamweight division, it is Piotr Yan taking on Song Yadong. Yang, 31 years old, out of Russia. He steps into the octagon on Saturday with a 16-5 record, going up against Song Yadong, 26 years old, out of China. He has 30 fights to his resume, 21-7-1, with one no contest. Yadong has won two in a row, and five of his last six, going up against Piotr Yan, who has lost three in a row and four of his last five. Now, the losses, Merab Dvalishvili, Sean O'Malley, Aljamain Sterling. Not the worst guys to be losing to, but something seems to have changed here over the last little bit. Like, and look, like, two of the fights were split decision losses for Yan. While Song, back-to-back wins, won a decision win here over Chris Gutierrez back in December, and then the other, a TKO win over Ricky Simon back in April of 2023. The loss that has kind of split things up here for the 405 was a fight back in September of 2022, where he lost to Corey Sandhagen by doctor stoppage. This is such a fun fight. Piotr Yan, I think, is desperate to get back into the title picture right now, in the bantamweight division. Right now, looking at the bantamweight rankings, where are we? Piotr Yan still sits fourth. So even with three losses in a row, this is still a division, this is still a division that he has, I think, a grasp on, just based on the quality of competition that he has lost to. For Yadong, I mean, there has been some good wins, right? Marlon Moraes. Gutierrez is a fine win in there, but this is a big step up. I think the losing 4 of 5 looks a little bit different here for Piotr Yan. And we've said before, sometimes guys' runs just end. Yan is 31 years old. He has been fighting professionally since 2014. So we're coming up on 10 years. So not a short time in the game, but I don't think a point where he is over the hill. I just don't think that these are two ships passing by in the night. I think Piotr Yan is just a better fighter than Song Yadong. So I think Yan ends up getting the win here at UFC 299. Really interesting fight. This is a very, very good fight card, by the way. Interesting fight in the welterweight division is 37-year-old Gilbert Burns out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, goes up against Jack Della Maddalena. Burns, 28 fights in his professional career, 22 wins, 6 losses. He is coming off of a loss to Bilal Muhammad back at UFC 288, following wins over Jorge Masvidal and Neil Magny. Jack Della Maddalena, 27 years old, out of Perth, Australia. In 18 fights, he has only lost twice with a 16-2 mark, 11 wins by knockout, coming off of a split decision win over Kevin Holland back at UFC Fight Night card in September of 2023. He has not lost since losing his first two fights of his career. I think that this is a fighter who is ready for a step up in competition, and this is a big step up in competition. But I do think that Jack Della Maddalena has shown enough now that we can consider him a real contender and a real threat in the welterweight division. While I have a ton of respect for Gilbert Burns and the power that he has, the experience that he has, I think Della Maddalena gets the job done here on Saturday night. I think JDM picks up the victory out in Florida. Then we get another real interesting fight as Kevin Holland welcomes Michael Venom Page to the UFC's Octagon. MVP, 36 years old, out of London, England. A little surprised his first fight isn't in England. He is coming off of a victory at Bellator 292 back in March of 2023, winning by leg kick over Yamauchi. No way I'm saying that right. But this is a very, very impressive fighter. He has won, he has won 7 of his last 8. He has fought for championships in Bellator. He has fought for kickboxing championships all over the world. he is just a really, really, really talented fighter. Going up against another one, Kevin Holland, who is coming off of a split decision loss to Jack Della Maddalena back at the Fight Night card in September 2023. That snapped a 2-fight winning streak, but he has lost 3 of his last 5. I think that this is here for MVP to make a statement. I think he is such a dynamic striker. Kevin Holland, very good fighter in his own right, again, at 31 years old out of Riverside, California. He has some good wins on the resume. Santiago Ponzinibbio, Michael Chiesa, Tim Means, Jacare Souza back at UFC 256, right as that rise was starting to come. But then as it was starting to get there, every time he gets close, he runs into a couple of buzzsaws, right? He beats Jacare. It's like, okay, maybe this guy is on a roll here. Loses to Brunson, loses to Vettori. And then there's the no contest against Kyle Daukaus. Then he wins 2 in a row, loses to Khamzat, loses to Stephen Thompson. Now he's won 2 in a row facing Jack Della wins 2 in a row, loses to Jack Della Maddalena. Now he's got MVP. I think MVP is going to put on a show in his first step into the octagon. So I have Michael Venom Page winning this fight. Co-main event, it is in the lightweight division, Dustin Poirier against Benoit Saint-Denis. Saint-Denis is 28 years old out of France. He has 15 professional fights. He has won 13 of them with one loss and one no contest. His last fight came in November of 2023, a head kick win over Matt Steamroller Frivola. He has won 5 in a row coming into this bout after losing his UFC debut. Going up against Dustin Poirier, 35 years old, has done almost everything in the Ultimate Fighting Championship except to get that elusive undisputed championship. Interim champion back in 2019 when he beat Max Holloway, and then Khabib kind of whooped that ass. After that, he won 3 fights in a row, including 2 over Conor McGregor, but he has now lost 2 of his last 3 with losses to Justin Gaethje and Charles Oliveira. He does have a win over Michael Chandler in there. For Saint-Denis, like we said, it has been a bit of a roll, and it is a real rise for Saint-Denis, and a lot of people excited about this 28-year-old in the lightweight division. This one is purely a familiarity one and almost a homer pick. I just love Dustin Poirier. Got a chance to chat with him when the Ultimate Fighting Championship came to Calgary last, and I was still working over on the radio side. I think the world of this guy as a fighter, and I just don't think he is done yet. Now, losing to a Benoit Saint-Denis does not mean you are done by any stretch of the imagination, but I just don't think Dustin Poirier has dropped down to that level. No disrespect to Benoit Saint-Denis, but I think Dustin Poirier does get the job done again on Saturday night. Which brings us to the main event of the evening. For the Bantamweight Championship, it is Sugar Sean O'Malley going up against Marlon Chito Vera. O'Malley out of Helena, Montana, has 19 fights, 17 wins, 1 loss, and 1 no contest. He has technically just won 2 in a row. There was a no contest in there, but he is undefeated in his last 6 fights, including his most recent one, where he won the Bantamweight Championship, knocking out Aljamain Sterling in the second round at UFC 292 in August 2023. For Marlon Chito Vera, he is fighting in his first title fight in the Octagon at the age of 31. 32 fights, 23 wins, 8 losses, 1 draw. He is coming off of a win in his last bout and has won 5 of his last 6, with victories over Pedro Munhoz, Dominic Cruz, Rob Font, Frankie Edgar, and Davey Grant. Chito Vera, one of his big wins coming back in 2020 at UFC 252, where he beat Sean O'Malley, setting up this fight here. since that fight, back at UFC 252, Sean O'Malley has gone on to knock out Thomas Almeida, Chris Moutinho, Raulian Paiva, apologies, poke in the eye for Munoz, beats Piotr Jan by split decision, knocks out Aljamain Sterling. I just think O'Malley has leveled up since his fight with Vera. I think his length is going to prove to be a real issue here for Chito Vera. Vera has a reach of 70 inches, and Sean O'Malley is at 72, so it's not a significant difference. 5'11 and 5'8. But I just think we have seen O'Malley kind of level things up, especially in the striking department, like beating up on Aljamain Sterling and beating Aljamain Sterling in the way that he did. I think we're seeing a more mature Sean O'Malley in that cage, and I do think that we are seeing the best Sean O'Malley that we've seen. Vera is going to give him a battle, man. Like, Vera is going to go in there swinging. I think this is going to be a hell of a fight. I think this is a really exciting fight that could go either way. But in the end, we are going to go with Sean O'Malley as the pick for UFC 299. Just going to pull the betting odds up here really, really quick for the last big show before we get to UFC 300. Obviously, it's UFC 299. It's how numbers work. But looking at the odds here, do we have anything that strikes us as a big one? So right off the bat, we have a couple underdog picks here. We have Dustin Poirier at plus 175. We have Michael Venom Page at plus 114. So both of those pretty interesting picks right now. And then honestly, like our main event pick was Sean O'Malley at minus 260. That doesn't give us a lot of value. Jack Della Maddalena at minus 159 is kind of on that cusp, but we got a good one here with Jailton Almeida at minus 111. And we have a good one with Piotr Jan at minus 119. So a few plays that actually kind of like on this card. So let's run through this one more time in kind of an impromptu today's ticket. We are going to look at all these just to win. Piotr Jan minus 119, Jailton Almeida minus 111, Michael Venom Page plus 114, and Dustin Poirier plus 117. I just quickly want to look at, okay, we don't have the props available for that, at least on this site just yet. So those are the four that we are going to click for our picks here for UFC 299. As I have stated, I'm going to Mexico tomorrow, actually. Got a pack. So there isn't going to be any reactions to UFC 299. I will probably have something on it the following week. So whatever that is, like, we'll be back on the 17th, I think. So the 18th, we'll try to get some kind of reaction, maybe a rankings change, and fights to make will be on the next Fightin' Friday for UFC 299. No Football Friday today. I had prepped a NFL free agency segment and then just didn't get to it last week. And then a bunch of the guys got franchise tagged or whatever. So, and with all the craziness going on and getting ready for the trip, I just haven't had a chance to. So NFL free agency reaction coming up next week or 2 weeks from now on the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I am at Primetime Klein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK, and you can email the show couchpotatodiary@yahoo.com. For those of you who are watching, thank you. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment. For those of you who are listening, make sure that you subscribe as well and leave a review. That stuff helps me out so incredibly much. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week. There is going to be content on the channel throughout the week. Obviously, it'll be, I mean, all of it's pre-recorded, right? I don't do any of this live unless it's the Twitch stuff. But yeah, that's what it's going to be. See you guys in a couple weeks. I'm out.
and soar incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.